The annual Soil Health Field Day features the story of Trinity Creek Ranch. The diversified cattle and crop operation near Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, started raising cover crops in 2012, starting with one field to graze cattle. 7 years later, the family is integrating more cover crops into the system. Trinity Creek Ranch owner David Miller says a more tolerant, resilient soil is the result.
The end goal is really a legacy. It's to improve the soil, to leave the farm in better shape than when I got it. And that's not to say that my father before me didn't do a good job. He did. But he didn't have the tools we have now. We have tools. We have knowledge. You know, there's new equipment being developed to do really exciting things. So it's really changed. We have opportunity now, and we need to take advantage of it.
The ranch is doing interesting things. In the afternoon, attendees walk field, starting with corn interseeded with a cover crop mix that includes sun hemp, flax, cereal rye, faba beans, and more. The second field features sunflowers interseeded with flax, buckwheat, and kale. One field features canola, field peas, and oats. Another with cereal rye and soybeans. Cattle will graze some of the fields.
Kind of just targeting certain fields that we feel maybe need a little extra help.
Mike Larson farms around the Stephen, Minnesota area. He attended the event. Larson is working on different rotations, including cover crops, and is here to learn. He says it's important for farmers to stop talking about yield and start talking about profit.
With this, we're going to get our infiltration increased. We thought for years we had a drainage issue, and I don't think that anymore. I think we have an infiltration problem, not a drainage issue. The more roots we have in the ground, the more biology we're feeding, and the healthier our soil is.
I thought yield and profitability were connected.
They are, but you have to put costs in there also. And as you do more innovative things with rotations, you're going to have less weed pressure. You're going to have more fertility availability with increased biology, and that all leads to profit.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.